Thank you, Lord, for just being who you are to me. Thank you for giving me another day just to be here to praise you, Lord. Thank you for the things that I don't even know that you're preparing ahead of me and the things that you've already taken care of, Father. I thank you for all that you do and continue to do. I thank you for giving me the thirst to want more of you, Father. Oh God, I just say thank you for all that you do. I give you the honor, the glory, and the praise, Lord. I ask that you remove anything that is not of you from me, Father. And I ask that you continue to guide my steps and let the words that come out of my mouth, Father, bless the body of Christ. Let it motivate them to be fisher of men at all times, Father. Lord, allow them to see just how much I love you. Even if they don't always understand why, I seek you first, Father, at all times, even when it doesn't look like what it's supposed to be. Lord, I just thank you and continue to ask that you push me to go harder and closer to you, Father, and let me never forget that I am to lean to you for all understanding. Thank you in the name of Jesus. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, I will give to eat from the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. My King, my love, my peace, my joy. No matter the title, none are befitting enough for who you are to me. Praise God. Always lifting me up, being my anchor, never letting me fall. The light pulling me in my darkest hours. The nudge when I'm feeling defeated to let me know to be strong and do not give up, for my work will be rewarded. The reminder that I am the tree planted by the water. Each day you motivate me to yearn the heart of David and infinitely seek the faith of Abraham. The sweet caress of your presence brings me butterflies each and every time. I'm not a dancer, but I will dance for you. I'm not a singer, but I will sing for you. I can't think of anything I'm not willing to do for you. My love for you could paint the perfect picture with hearts, bright lights, and rainbows to signify the covenant you made just for me. I love you. Nakupenda. Te amo. Ti amo. Anahabata. Multiplicity isn't even enough to express just how much I love you. You're the fuel to my passion, the reason for my existence, the ambition to my growth, my completion. I still remember the day I said I do to you. I will for you. I can because of you. The day I realize I am of you, and if I am of you and you are so amazing, that means it's amazingness in me that only can be awakened by you and only you. You who wipes my tears. You who destroys my fears. You who loves me in spite of me just being me. My failures and disappointments were victory grounds for you to remind me that I can't do this without you. I love the way you make me smile, build my confidence, and remind me you don't make mistakes. So I'm reminded that I have been strategically designed by Mr. Amazing himself. And who better to be loved by than Mr. Amazing? He compliments me. He builds me. Teaches me, guides me, protects me, invests in me. He's the purest love I've ever known, a love that is always forgiving, nourishing, and never ending. This is always a no judgment zone, but instead a reflection to analyze what I can and will do the next time. Now don't get me wrong, his love can feel tough at times, and he'll make you drop to your knees and say, God, please. Being the amazing father you are, you reply the same each time. My dear daughter, but the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Do not fear, therefore you are of more value than many sparrows. Refocusing my attention to see that you knit me together in my mother's womb, and even in my sorrows, I am more than a conqueror. Sternly yet empowering, you tell me to stand and be strong, and do not let your hands be weak, for your work shall be rewarded. You see, I struggle in remembering no matter what it looks like sometimes, and I need to be reminded that this is not for me, but for you, and how could I ever be so selfish to deny you of anything as people often do, because no matter what I may do, I can always count on you. Oh yeah, you're definitely Mr. Amazing. My dearest father, in this love letter, I hope you know I love you with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my strength, and with all my mind. Amazing to me, you will always be. I love you.